W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump standing by his decision to temporarily reverse the tariffs put in place just a few days ago, even though Canada and China say they will keep reciprocal tariffs in place for now. The Trump administration trying to refocus its efforts to slim down the federal workforce. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has that.
As Trump works to downsize the federal government, he's taking steps to restrain Elon Musk after cabinet members voice concern about mass firings. Trump now emphasizing it's cabinet members who will decide which workers stay employed, not Musk. Trump now vowing to cut the federal workforce with a scalpel rather than a hatchet.
Setback for SpaceX after last night's Starship rocket launch ended in an explosion that could be seen as far away as the Caribbean. An unexploded bomb from World War II found not far from the busy Gare du Nord train station in Paris. Minesweepers were sent to the site, but a nearby road was shut down. Eurostar service is also suspended. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Department has joined eight other counties in Wisconsin, entering into the Warrant Service Officer Agreements with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. It joins Brown, Fond du Lac, Manitowoc, Marquette, Sheboygan, Washington, and Washera counties in entering into a 287G agreement. The Department of Homeland Security says this program trains local police officers to become ICE warrant service officers. The officers can then serve warrants on behalf of the agency inside of local jails and correctional facilities where they work. ICE then has 48 hours to take the immigrant into custody. The ACLU of Wisconsin has urged local sheriffs not to enter into these 287G agreements or to withdraw from their existing contracts. More federal offices across Wisconsin may be closing, targeted by the Department of Government Efficiency. The office led by billionaire Elon Musk had already released a list of at least six governmental offices to either be eliminated or reduced in Wisconsin. Now there are 16 of them. Two are in Green Bay, one is in Shawano. Musk's team is planning to close an office used for Social Security Administration appeals in Green Bay and an office for the U.S. attorneys in Green Bay. The Bureau of Indian Affairs location in Shawano is also slated to be closed. Other leases terminated statewide include offices for Fish and Wildlife, Federal Motor Carrier Safety, the USDA, and the Internal Revenue Service. The largest office on the closure list is the Bureau of Indian Affairs location in Ashland. They employ at least 40 employees. It's not clear whether they will keep their jobs. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News, WGBW.fm.
The Bucks host the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks getting ready to host the Orlando Magic tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Bucks have won four in a row, eight of their last 10 games, averaging over 114 points a night. College basketball gets started tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at Fiserv Forum as Marquette hosts number six ranked St. John's. It's senior day for the Golden Eagles for players like Stevie Mitchell, David Coplin, and Cam Jones. The Badgers taking on Penn State at noon tomorrow in Madison. Baseball, the Brewers blank the A's 10-0 in Arizona. Starter Jacob Mizorowski looked sharp in his three innings of work. The Brewers ranked 24th this year in payroll. Can they still win the division again?
Of course we can. We have in the past, and we can again. But we got to take care of our house. We can't worry about what they're doing. We got to take care of our house, and we got to play a certain way. We have to be uncommon, you know, and that fits.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 40. By Sunday, sunshine 48. Monday will be sunny with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
We expect our judges to be fair, impartial, to keep us safe. but Brad Schimmel? Schimmel cut plea deals with child pornographers. He blamed underage victims of sexual assault for their bad judgment. And Schimmel joined extreme MAGA Republicans in trying to ban abortion statewide, even for victims of rape and incest. Now he wants us to put him on the Supreme Court, where he could strip away our rights and be a rubber stamp for Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Brad Schimmel, dangerous, extreme, and unfit for the Supreme Court. Judge Susan Crawford knows right from wrong and has spent her life keeping us safe. Crawford protected nursing home patients from identity theft and fought for the rights of workers across Wisconsin. Crawford will always protect our right to choose and is the check and balance we need against Donald Trump and Elon Musk. On April 1st, Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Power to the Polls Action Fund, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, can the House GOP use their mandate to pass a clean funding bill? And remember when Senator Rick Scott took the fifth 75 times when his company was fined $1.7 billion for Medicare fraud? He has new thoughts! Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Here we go.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor, hour number 3 on a beautiful Friday morning. Dan and Kim Weber, Timekeeper Distillery, Green Bay and Wausau, our top craft pick. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Man, I'm reading your bio here and the history of your thing and everything, and it's tell this story. This is a magical story about how you guys got together, how you met, how you got this put together.
Well, you know, our story is one of napkin ideas and a couple too many cocktails at volleyball can actually come true. So Kim and I met in Wausau, Wisconsin. She's from the Green Bay area. Went away to Madison, then came up to Wausau. At the time, I was the brewmaster there, and we had started dating. And we were, you know, having some, you know, the bar league fun times with our friends. And I was sitting there thinking, you know, how could... You know, I make more money as a brewmaster. I'm like, I know, I can make moonshine and sell it to my friends. And everybody kind of started laughing, and we thought there was more to this idea.
That's not that great of an idea.
Well,
can I tell you why?
Why?
Because my grandma had that idea.
Okay.
She spent 2 years in federal prison.
Oh, yeah.
So I do say the difference is this little piece of paper I have from the government.
She did not have a piece of paper.
I know, it's just the silliest things, right?
But she said prison wasn't that bad.
Okay.
She was in the same place that Martha Stewart ended up going to.
That's
in West Virginia.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's a story.
I know, right? So I've always wanted to make moonshine, and you're living my dream.
Well, that's just one of the products we make. But, yeah, we took the idea from there, ran into the mayor at the time and said, hey, Jim, do you think Wausau could use it?
Jim Tipple?
Jim Tipple, yeah.
Yeah.
He probably helped you sample it.
Oh, yeah, you know.
He's a good guy, a really good guy. Okay, so you went and... met with the mayor, Jim Tipple, and tell me about that next step, because I see in here, you got some help from the city?
Yeah. So we had walked into his chamber just because we thought he wanted to hear more about the idea. We walk in, and it's all of economic development, all of zoning, and we're like, oh, wow. And so we sat down, they're like, what do you got? And we look at our notebook, and we got an idea. And they knew me as the brewmaster from the Great Dane. They knew Kim from her management at Target, and really were enthusiastic.
That's a nice combo with the business part and the
manufacturing and customer service. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're really a great team. And so, you know, we left that room with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of direction. And we ended up taking classes on entrepreneurship. We took classes on distilling. We went out to 45th Parallel. You know, even though that we had the background in alcohol production, we really wanted to make sure that we had our dominoes in a row. We looked at a lot of locations, and that's when we end up with our facility now in Wausau, our flagship, and that's the original Milwaukee Road Depot, and it was the logo for Wausau Insurance, so it's actually recognized.
Oh, sure, I can see that in my head, absolutely.
Yeah, nationwide, and it was just sitting there abandoned, and I'm like, nobody's going to do anything with this? Like, all right. So we ended up gutting the building with friends, family, and probably the only thing that I could afford to pay my friends in beer. You know, we weren't turning on the heat. Kim was there every step of the way. We actually got married during the process. Right. So we started the journey before we were married, went through with the marriage. So obviously everything's going all right. And it's been just a crazy journey.
That's incredible that's a lot of things fell in place. I mean, they say, you know, the harder you work, the luckier you get. But you had some nice things happen.
Yeah. And we couldn't have done it, to your point, without the partnership that we received, you know, from the community. And they were very supportive and continued to be supportive. And the journey has kind of been interesting. You know, we got married, demoed the building, worked through that. And, you know, a year into being open, the pandemic happened. Oh. So as we really hit our stride.
So much for the luck.
You know, but I think it has forced us to continue to be innovative and make sure that we're adaptable as a business. So that's where the Green Bay idea came into play. And, you know, we did our duty during COVID and made sanitizer and rose to the occasion for our community. But I think it just continues to show our adaptability as a business and just kind of excited to be back in a place that I called home as a West Dupier Phantom.
Would have been a lot easier to just say, oh, let's just put everything on hold for a couple of years. See what happens, and you guys didn't do that. That's cool.
Your product, I'm sure, is excellent, but your labeling says a lot. Tell us a little bit about how you came up. This is very creative.
We really wanted to be reminiscent of the nostalgia of the train station. So all of our craft spirits, it looks like a train ticket, right? So we wanted to really play on the history of the depot because there's such national significance, and also, you know, there were so many people that passed through that station of significance and families, friends. So we wanted to really make sure we honored that. So all of our craft spirits have the traditional train ticket. We do have a broad portfolio. So we also brought some of our canned seltzers. This looks very different, right? It's like a splash of refreshing vodka.
Okay, here.
So these are
Vodka seltzer.
Yeah. So they're 7.1% alcohol, gluten-free, corn syrup-free, very summer, refreshing, and fun. We also have a line of canned cocktails. So the labeling on that's going to look different. We wanted to make sure we were able to differentiate the different products, and they are seasonal.
Can I just say something? Cucumber lime. Years ago, you wouldn't think of cucumber as being a wash. When I was in New York visiting my daughter, they had cucumber martinis was the hot thing. Cucumber has become a really popular item with drinks, hasn't it?
Yeah, these two are some of our most popular flavors. So the blueberry basil and the cucumber lime wet vodka seltzers. All of our products are available at Festival Foods and Hy-Vee.
Oh, good.
So you can get our craft spirits, our canned vodka seltzers, our canned cocktails, and even our non-alcoholic offerings of ginger beer and club soda.
I like your artwork on your cans and stuff.
That wet whistle. Yeah.
Yeah. These are cool.
Very creative. Who comes up with the products? Do you test market this, or you guys...
Well, you know, I have a strong background, 16 years with a company called The Great Dane, 4 locations in Madison, 1 in Wausau.
Did you work at the one in Madison?
I had stints there, but primarily most of my operations were in Wausau.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
That's a fun place, as I was going to say. The atmosphere in there is
They do a great job. You know, we're in this industry, we're always about, you know, giving an experience. And I think that's an important part of being a craft producer. And so, you know, being in the industry for a while, you're able to kind of see the trends and, you know, the waves. And it's very cyclical that you kind of...
Oh, I used that word this morning.
Oh, excellent.
Cyclical. It makes me feel like I know big words.
There we go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can kind of, you know, look at the indicators in the industry and you kind of, like, what I like to do is go for, you know, some of the flagships. So when we first came out with wet, black cherry was the big thing. And then we'd come up with pineapple, and then cucumber lime was just us throwing something at the wall that we hadn't seen yet. You know, all of a sudden, 6 months later, it's our number one selling product. And it's like, okay, people are looking for something different.
Right.
You know, you've got the black cherry, which people they're familiar with. So it's kind of that entry. People can familiarize themselves with your brand. And then they kind of step outside their comfort zone and like, oh, this is great. And then that's where we came up with blueberry basil. Two flavors that you probably wouldn't think that would go together very well. But the lime with the cucumber and the basil with the blueberry, it cuts the sweetness of those products.
Oh.
And so they finished super clean. And we knew that that was a really booming market, but we see and saw, and why we're a distillery, not a brewery, the saturation in these products and how fast they evolve. And that's where we got into our bar cart canned cocktails. And the reason they have the different brand names, the wet vodka seltzer, is so that way the consumer knows, like, hey, this is light, crisp, refreshing, low calories, versus the bar carts. It's bring the mixologist home with you, a little bit more full of flavor, right. Uses some of our other spirits like our gins. And that's done really well for us, you know, being able to take our raw products, like our whiskeys and our vodkas and our gins, be able to turn them into new products. And then, you know, what we're seeing now is the continued evolution of the industry. And right now, honestly, one of our best sellers is our non-alcoholic ginger beer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We left the samples in the car, so we'll have to bring some in for you, but, it uses all natural ginger flavor. And it's in combination with the, you know, the trend of drinking less, but it also dovetails, or I like to call it bundles well. So like with our wholesale suppliers, you can buy our vodka and you can get the ginger beer for free. So it's another cool way for us to be able to bundle those products together.
And nice. All of this stuff available here. You have a new location on Holmgren. Well, give us the address of that. Is that a tasting room or is that a distribution site? Tell me about that. I'm sorry, I haven't been there.
No, that's okay. It's a tasting room, so you're going to be able to sample all of our craft cocktails, purchase bottles, and enjoy some small plates. That's at 2160 Holmgren Way. It's in the old Revolution Market. Hopefully the sign's going up any day now.
Oh, really? Well, that's cool.
I don't feel so bad because the sign's not up yet.
Yeah, but we are open. So, you'll have to check us out. Website's updated and we can be found on Google as well.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about this bourbon you brought in. Timekeeper Distillery, straight bourbon whiskey, age a minimum of 3 years. I would have a hard time with the patience of waiting for something for 3 years, but you got to have it to make the good stuff, right?
Yeah, time is one of the most important ingredients when it comes to your barrel aged products. Our bourbon is now 4 years, almost 5 years old. But being in small business, labels are expensive. So it is a minimum of three. And actually, last year, we had ran out of our 3-year supply for a couple of weeks because we had to wait until those barrels had matured to that 3 years, because what's on the bottle, we're legally entitled to make sure that it's what we're giving the consumer. Right. And so as we've gone through waves and we had little hiccups during COVID where it's like, okay, we shut down our distilling production, only focused on hand sanitizer. So we have these little like blips where there's been production hiccups. But yeah, we're at almost 5 years. What's really unique about us and our product is I was able to take some of the techniques that I learned in the brewing industry and apply them to distilling. So we, to my knowledge, are the only distillery in the state that are doing exclusively sour mashing. And we actually have our own proprietary yeast strain where we homogenize 5 different strains of bacteria with our yeast. And then we'll reuse that same yeast from batch to batch, like your traditional distilleries, you know, in Kentucky and things like that, where that's where they started and were able to do that.
Who writes your stuff on your labels? Did you write that?
We do.
I want to read this.
Yeah.
This is on the Timekeeper Distillery straight bourbon whiskey. Our story, Timekeeper Distillery offers a handcrafted premium beverage that is reminiscent of a simpler time. Our products are distilled amongst the rails and stories of the iconic Train Depot in Wausau, Wisconsin. Every bottle is your first class ticket to a product and industry rich in tradition. Enjoy Timekeeper Distillery. That's good writing.
What did your grandma put on her bottles, John? Grappa.
like the Beverly Hills, like three X's.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and in Wausau, we do a lot of events. So we do a lot of celebrations of life. And what brings the family of those that they're mourning and celebrating is their connection to the space.
Right.
And it's beautiful.
Fantastic. We want to talk a little bit more about what you're opening up here in Green Bay then, okay?
Yeah.
Come back. Being a West Pier girl, you got to be excited about this.
So right? Excited.
There you go. We got to set our quick break. We're with Timekeeper Distillery, Green Bay and Wausau, Dan and Kim Weber, Miner and the Mayor's top craft pick. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. In a brief to the North Carolina Court of Appeals, a bipartisan group of former county election directors urged the court to reject a claim that as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible last November. And a former state Supreme Court justice is arguing in another appeals case that gerrymandering by the state legislature is akin to stuffing the ballot box. We followed the claims from state Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin that as many as 65,000 registered eligible voters had incomplete registrations in a race he lost by 734 votes to incumbent Justice Allison Riggs. The race is the only unresolved election in the country. In late February, a bipartisan group of 42 former county election directors filed a brief outlining why the voters should be considered valid and concluding the citizens of North Carolina who obey the laws and the direction of the elections administrators should not have their votes discarded. In another North Carolina case, former state Supreme Court Justice Bob Orr is arguing in state appeals court that the legislature's gerrymandered voting districts manipulate election outcomes. By packing voters by party into a district, he argues, it violates the state constitution's guarantee of free elections with a fair count. Orr told the Charlotte News and Observer, if they can't stuff the ballot box, how can they stuff the voter pool? We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here with one of our favorite parts of the week, the Green Bay and Wausau Timekeeper Distillery entry in the Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. And like I was saying, Dan, you are as knowledgeable about your craft as anybody I've ever heard. Kim, I got a feeling like if you guys are on a long car road trip that you hear a lot of that.
And then he gets to hear about the accounting and all the fun stuff that he does not care about.
I wouldn't want a middle seat between you two guys. You guys are very knowledgeable. That's, and we've had breweries on. You are very, very knowledgeable. Do you share that knowledge? Do you do seminars? Do you...
You know, we will do tours from time to time. You know, one of my things is I'm an open book. And so if you've got any questions, we're always, you know, happy to share our experiences. You know, we're part of the Wisconsin Distillers Guild. And, you know, we believe in a rising tide floats all ships. Yeah. And so we collectively share, you know, we get together a few times a year and we kind of share our knowledge and what our experiences are. And, you know, sometimes what we're going through is able to help somebody else. And sometimes it's just good food for thought.
That is the most constant theme in bringing all the people involved with this contest. That's the most consistent theme we get is others will help coming together. We're all in this together sort of a thing versus this, you know, butting heads competition.
Mm-hmm. This top craft pick, you guys all get along. I mean, we want everyone. I mean, I hope everybody wins. It's just, you know, that's the way the real world works. But I think that's great how you guys do support each other, because when this started, there was some risk with starting these micro craft breweries. It's like, you can Budweiser, they're going to just roll over these guys. And I think they're looking at you now.
Yeah, you know, I think that the craft market
Actually,
is certainly.
Buying, you know.
Yeah, well, and, you know, if you get too big, they just buy you.
I know. Well, isn't that kind of the goal a little bit? Oh, you have to tell us that.
No, absolutely. You know, being in this industry for 16 years now, you know, we saw the opportunity, or we've seen the you know, like we said, the cyclical. Effects of the market, and you know there's highs and lows, and you know if you can get to a point where somebody can take your idea and take it to another level that you probably can't, whether it's bandwidth, manufacturing, you know, we have all those limitations. So to create something that somebody saw so much value in that they could scale it up, that would be a great honor.
And it seems like you have the base to do that. I don't know. I'm not in that industry, but I mean, that's what they look for, somebody who's really doing it well. And yeah, like you said, you can scale it. You got the infrastructure to do that. So that's great. What's next for you? So you just opened up a place. You have four locations, or where are you at?
Just two locations.
Oh, two locations now. All right.
Yep. So this is part of that evolutionary process of our business where, you know, we're in central Wisconsin. We've got centralized production. We've got a great historic venue. You know, we produce everything right on site. And, you know, the next logical step is, well, how do we take that experience outside of our backyard? Because in the craft brewing or craft spirit industry, you know, you have your backyard that you need to own, and then you kind of ripple out from there. And the further away you get, the harder it is. those communities have their own breweries, they have their own distilleries. They want to support them. And, you know, this is a struggling industry where as many breweries are opening as closing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is a big part of us banding
Somebody
together.
Somebody told us, I think last week, said last year was the first year more closed than opened nationwide.
Yep. Yep. You know, and those are things that, you know, we take to heart and, you know, that help form the decisions that we make to make sure that we have a long-term success for our business and our family. And yeah, moving to Green Bay was just the next strategic step in growing our company, being a local brand for a new community, especially one where, you know, Kim is so familiar with.
Yeah, and what we've been able to do, our platform in Wausau was cross-promotional and community-centric. What's been really great is to kind of bridge the gap between the two communities and feature things in Wausau that are here in Green Bay and vice versa. So Badger State Brewing products in Wausau and here, and shout out to them. We got married there. So yeah, Cocoon Brewing, same thing, sharing that. Michaela Marie Sweets, bringing her desserts to Wausau and then some Wausau favorites here. So it's just been really fun to feature some of our favorites in each location and provide that cross-promotional community-centric vibe.
That's awesome. That's what a great combination.
That is. That's great that you're doing that. And you know, we like Wausau. Sometimes there's some municipalities that might compete a little bit. You know, I don't think Wausau and Green Bay have a competitive streak to them, right?
I mean, I wouldn't say so at all.
That's great. Well, good for you for doing that. That's
what's like the hardest part? Like, okay, got the nice train depot in Wausau. What's the hardest part coming here to Green Bay and starting up a new place from scratch? And what was in the building you guys are in?
It was a public market.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It was the Revolution Market. So there was various small businesses that would, you know, kind of go in and out of there. So when we had heard of a potential vacancy there, we thought that this would be, you know, a cool opportunity to get closer to Kim's family, be in, you know, an emerging district, you know, being closer to Lambeau Field. And
that's kind of close to the Rockers stadium, isn't it?
Right across the street.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Yep. Okay. It's just for a little landmark if anybody's looking.
You know, and I think as an entrepreneur, you just get really used to, it's not going to be easy. No. So, you know, if you're making a strategic decision to grow your business, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth the fight. So, you know, commuting back and forth, and I still work full time. I serve entrepreneurs in Marathon County. That's my job. So I can speak the language, but I think just knowing that when you crack the code and you just got to go all in, and it's not going to be easy, but hopefully risk and reward dovetail nicely.
Nice.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. One of the things we talk about is luck is when preparation meets opportunity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'd wanted to look at other locations, and so we'd actually systemized everything at Timekeeper, from the cocktail builds to the recipes to how we execute service. So once we were able to formulate that and drop it in Green Bay, you know, it's been figuring out the kinks, but we've really been trying to set up that scalability of our tasting room.
Are you more of a retail type where people come there and buy the Timekeeper bourbon and stuff, or more of a sit-down sampling kind of place in Green Bay?
In Green Bay, we're definitely, like, we do have a gift shop aspect to it, but we're definitely about serving cocktails, small plate food items.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we have definitely more of a craft cocktail theme vibe to our facility, dimly lit, you know, all the nice accoutrements with the glassware, our own garnishes, hand-pressed syrups.
Kudos for getting into Festival and Hy-Vee.
They've been great partners and very supportive.
Can't get much better than that, can you?
Right.
Yeah. I think during the pandemic, we made the trip to the Festival Foods headquarters, and they took a risk on us, and we've been in their stores ever since, and we've been very grateful for that partnership.
Nice. You're doing well then, because, I mean, it's all, are they selling your stuff, right? I mean, that's why they keep you there. So, well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
This is going to be fun to watch you guys. Nice young couple getting into the, how is it kind of working as a married couple?
Oh, great.
Okay.
I know. I stay out of his sandbox, and he stays out of mine.
There you go. That's why it's working.
Like about 20 years ago, who would you have wanted as your spokesperson on radio?
You guys.
There you go.
Oh,
well,
goodness.
Guys.
I was in here.
What did you say when you walk in? You listened to me since you were like 4?
I know, but I don't want to date you, so I'm just going to say.
I didn't ask you out for a date.
Don't.
I mean, no,
nobody
maybe
really
your
did.
Mom back in the day.
I meant age.
You guys are awesome. Timekeeper Distillery, Green Bay and Wausau, part of our top craft pick where people can vote on this. Best of luck to you guys. I can't wait to stop out.
Yeah.
Awesome. Are you guys actually open on Holmgren?
5 o'clock tonight.
But the sign just isn't up.
Right.
Okay. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Facing 14 drug charges, 35-year-old James Granberry has asked for his case in Brown County Court to be dismissed because his preliminary hearing, which is usually held within 2 weeks of charges being filed, has not happened yet. He's been in jail for 6 months. The state has been unable to find a public defender for Granberry, and his preliminary hearing has been postponed at least 4 times. Granberry and 6 others were arrested in a Brown County drug bust last August. Prosecutors have not responded to the motion. Hospital Sisters Health System, or HSHS, announced it is spending $270 million for improving and modernizing its hospitals in Green Bay. The hospitals in question are St. Mary's and St. Vincent's. The lion's share of the funds will go to improvements at St. Mary's. Work will begin in the summer and will continue for about 3 years. It looks like cuts to Medicaid will happen. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
The House passed a resolution to reduce the energy and commerce budget by $880 billion over the next 9 years in order to extend President Donald Trump's tax cuts. Analysts say there's no way they'll be able to reduce the budget by that much without slashing funding to Medicaid. Here in Wisconsin, 1.2 million people get their coverage through Medicaid. That's 18% of the population. That includes 1 in 3 kids and more than half of nursing home residents.
Spring is on its way, and the Wisconsin DNR is encouraging people when planting their gardens to consider native plants like Joe Pieweed that look great and benefit pollinators, while avoiding non-native invasive species like garlic mustard and buckthorn. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Keanu Reeves says John Wick 5 might not happen. The actor spoke to Extra and said that John Wick 4 didn't leave much room for a John Wick 5, which is an understatement because John Wick died in Chapter 4. Reeves said the role is very physically and mentally demanding, but also said, never say never. Translation, I want a lot of money to do John Wick 5. Ione Skye, who starred opposite John Cusack in 1989's Say Anything, has a new memoir out called Say Everything. In the book, Skye says she and Cusack had sex, but not while filming the movie. Skye says it was years later that they reconnected and wanted to see if on-screen chemistry could be found off-screen, adding it was something she needed to get out of her system. Skye wanted to clarify that the hookup with Cusack happened after she divorced Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. Skye also said in the book that it was when she was married to Horowitz that she discovered she likes women. That'll pump a guy full of confidence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 40. By Sunday, sunshine 48. Monday will be sunny with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Hi, friends. It's Kim from Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. We offer from-scratch baked goods and specialty drinks, full breakfast and lunch menus with online ordering, dining area, and a drive-up, and catering. At Vintage Rose, we insist on using the freshest, highest quality ingredients, and our breads are made and baked right here daily in-house. We're easy to find, just off the Schering Road exit in West De Pere, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. Check us out at VintageRoseBakery.com. We sure would love to see you.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by the University of Wisconsin-Madison Professor Yoshiko Herrera to discuss the evolving situation in Ukraine. Are there any silver linings?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, man. Dan and Kim Weber, Timekeeper Distillery, Green Bay and Wausau, for the top craft pick. Gail Knorr and Paula Jolly, Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin, and the Amanda Foundation. Mark Houston, Belton Sports Medicine. Andrew Parks, Brown County Civic Music Association. Upcoming event on Sunday with the Irish Orchestra, which sounds fantastic, at the Ashwaubenon PAC. And I mentioned earlier that I wish I'd known that that church was for sale, because I would have wanted to buy it, convert it, and live there, and sleep up in the balcony.
Buddy, that's my dream.
You said the bell tower, not bell the balcony. Right. Yeah.
Now we got Dave here texted in regarding John living in the bell tower. Quasi-mino.
That's a good one.
Nicely done, Dave. Nicely done.
Wow.
Boy, sitting here reminds me of like Tuesday night. Three bottles of booze and two other ones there.
Heavy.
How you doing, Ashley?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Had a great time at your place Tuesday night.
I'm so glad.
Oh, man, that was fun.
Big winner over here.
I walked with a little ching, ching, ching.
How much?
$200.
All right. Let's yeah. go wild. You already spent it.
60 of it was mine.
Yeah.
Finder's fee.
I'm just saying, though, I know I'm going to say this every single time you guys are on. If anybody's out there looking for an excellent, excellent setting for an office after work party, somebody's birthday party, an anniversary, retirement, you're upstairs at the Heights is perfect.
It is. It's a really great space. We love it.
Beautiful bar, all the old brick from 1877.
Yeah.
I mean, just great.
And also hats off to her, because Jim, and Jim knows this, she put up with us for our Christmas party.
Yeah,
she was she was our bartender, so thank you for that.
You were?
And she
yes, Ashley
the
was.
Stories you
can
tell.
Ashley, the other thing I just want to say about your room, and I've been to many of those things, the acoustics are great up there, but it's nice. You can turn the music down when someone wants to make some remarks, like Sage when he was there with our party, and then turn it back up. And some places it's, you know, you talk over the music or they don't shut it down in time. But anyway, I just, you know what you're doing up there is what I'm saying. And you're right. The ambiance is great.
What specials you got coming on this week?
Well, we have Tony Fritz putting on the Fritz.
We had Tony here two or 3 weeks ago.
Right. Yeah.
She's awesome.
She'll be here Saturday night from 7 to 10 at Heights.
Will you do me a favor?
Yes.
Would you help her or have one of your people help her load up her van?
Yes.
At the end?
Do you know that story that she told us?
Yes.
She's loading up her van. Back door's wide open. She's by herself loading her equipment. Somebody came, gave her a ticket. She's like, I'm just loading my van. I just got finished with my show. Didn't matter. They gave her a $22 parking ticket.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we have the wonderful Tyler SJ.
Who is in the house?
In the March 13th, Thursday evening from 6 to 9.
All right.
And I may have come up with some fun new March cocktails.
Oh.
So we have the Luck of the Irish. And the Irish Screwdriver, a Leprechaun Mimosa, and a Shamrock Smash.
Nice.
All with a nice little bit of sour candy, like those little rainbow, like Airhead Extreme things. So it adds a little touch of the rainbow to the to the drink. So, veterans get 20% off their meal every day.
That's awesome that you guys do that.
And stay tuned for some March Madness specials coming.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Congratulations to one of your servers. Cassie?
Yes, she had an amazing game
last
night. It was awesome.
Plays for UW Green Bay women, which is phenomenal.
Great.
Moving on.
What's in the Luck of the Irish?
The Luck of the Irish is Jameson, I believe peach schnapps, and a little bit of blue carousel with Sprite.
Wow.
It's really refreshing.
I'm on it. Okay.
This is the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Dennis from the Glam Band, our host of special series. How you doing, my friend?
Stellar. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
She smiles all around, friends. It must be Friday.
Got a nice weekend coming up with the weather.
Indeed.
Did you see my hometown, 24 inches of snow on Wednesday in one day?
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Jeepers, buddy.
Introduce our very special guest here, my man.
Well, I'll tell you what, friends, ladies, Germans.
You know, I just saw here.
Were you Henny Youngman?
Hey, I just flew in. Boy, my arms tired. I know that was that guy. I've seen him. He just,
take my wife, please. Please.
The lovely and talented Tyler S.
That was his best joke, though.
Is in the house. Oh yeah, Tyler. Good to see you, my friend.
How are you, buddy?
I've been asking around. I was saying to Tyler before we went on the air today that I wanted to thank him for he was here before just before Christmas.
Right before Christmas.
And his CD, and I listened to his CD and wore the heck out of it, and I wanted to thank him again for I'm still in the Christmas spirit from that, sincerely, and I wanted to thank him for
it's a problem.
Turning my mood around. Sports Heap Christmas in your heart all year round. And he did a fantastic job. It's Christmas is still in my heart, and I want to thank you for that.
I appreciate that. I got to the kind of green room, and I had a tuner that's gone missing, and it was still plugged in
from last time I was here.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Our stellar cleaning crew.
Well, I have to say that Chill in the Air song is on my playlist on Spotify Heights. So
I see someone's playing it all the time. I'll check and be like, someone's listening. Like, oh, my God.
It's me. Mystery, I have it on second the playlist. Of the day.
Really? That's
cool. So when somebody doesn't turn my playlist off, it's on because I love that song.
That's neat.
Yeah. Well, I get a fraction of a cent for every one of those. Those add up.
Right. Is that legit about those kind of things?
Yeah, yes. It's preposterous. Yeah,
it's like 6-7 digits then of zeros and then a one. It's crazy.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
And it costs the government, what is it, 3 or 4 cents to make a penny? I'm sorry.
That's true.
I'm just piling on right now. It's not your fault. It's society's fault. We got to fix that.
Dennis, what does he bring to the table that you really like? Because I know you really like this guy. What does he bring to the table?
I'm just going
to
sit back and watch this.
Yeah.
It's his era, as they say in the UP. It's his era around him. No, it's his aura. He's a good guy. A great guy. Always... he's an intelligent fellow. He's a great songwriter, great singer, great player.
And just a nice guy.
And a gentleman and a scholar as well.
Is this one of those, like, compliment sandwiches thing where you're going to tell me something bad about myself?
However.
No. But wait, that's not all.
But I want to talk to you about your...
On the other hand.
Right.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, here's that restraining order.
Right. Yeah. There is just that one thing, yeah, after all that. Now, you have great presence about yourself, and yeah, that Christmas thing was great. You continue to write, or what do you
all the time? Yeah, like especially after Christmas, I kind of like had been in Christmas mode for so long, so I've been just cranking them out.
Good for you,
awesome.
And
why is Christmas so special to you?
I mean, I think part of it is having kids, so like I like to write a lot about that. I think, and from like what Ashley and Dennis are speaking to, like Christmas music comes back around. Where, like, if you put out a song, it kind of comes and goes a little bit, but Christmas music doesn't really do that.
Always comes back.
Yeah.
Talk about the song that really touched you, Ashley.
The Chill in the Air.
And why?
It's a really, just the melody, it's just very, like, relaxing. Like, you can just get into it. You know, some Christmas songs are just, I feel like they're not all the same, but similar, like remakes of songs. Yeah. This is just a general, like, coming from your heart song. And it's a really great song. I love it. It's just got a...
And it's just a beat.
It's just... It's catchy. Story, right? I love it. But right, I'm not good with words, okay?
Like, No. We've noticed that.
But, oh, wow.
Tyler.
Excuse me while I go...
Thanks for sponsoring the show, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Sing.
Pull in that sponsorship.
Suck at talking, but...
Tyler, can you talk about where that song came from in your heart?
Honestly, it was more, that was one that was just like a fun riff to play.
Okay.
And I was just like, I wanted to write a fun Christmas song. It's kind of a throwback to like your, you know, kind of parlor classics of the 50s and stuff. It's got saxophone solo and stuff like that.
That's cool.
So that was kind of the thinking.
It's got a great melody to it. I love it.
Dennis, I got to ask you a question I haven't asked you before.
In front of everyone?
Let me just say, you can give a completely no comment. Okay. Have you been approached by anybody with the NFL draft to perform any place?
Well, yeah.
I know the stadium view.
Yes.
What do you mean on that main stage type thing?
I don't know how that's playing out.
Nobody does yet, it seems like.
Okay. I nominated you.
You did?
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Like a post that was like, I mean, I don't know if you handle your socials, but I tagged.
what are you trying to say there?
I tagged.
Do you have a person for that?
You got to have a person for that. I've got a person.
I said handle my socials.
Even my driver has a driver.
Like something. Talk to my doctor.
They put that to a popular vote?
No, it's like a social post. Like, okay. Who should we have?
Packers. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, though.
I don't think my voice has a lot of clout.
No, what I was asking is, did they, survey the 32?
I don't know. I mean, They've got to have it set up already.
Oh, of course they do.
I would think.
Oh, yeah. Can you really get to book somebody that big? And
nobody asked me.
I'll tell you what. 45 days out. I will say this about the National Football League dealing with them in a thing like this. They don't have any moles. There's no inside information that gets leaked. You know, with everything else in the world, there's a leak. Not with this.
Even when the expansion, all the stuff they do, dealing with those guys like dealing with the mafia.
Yeah, people.
I mean,
they are
it's just tight-lipped over there, which is great. And it's, yeah, it is for them. I don't think they worry too much about things getting out. So I'm sure they have this selected. But anyway, you're here. We selected you.
Yeah, happy to be here. How are you guys?
Hey, did you guys hear that the draft is coming to town soon?
I'd heard it.
About that? That's freaking phenomenal.
I cannot believe it.
I still can't believe it. It's really neat that Green Bay finally gets their crack at it, and it's going to be monstrous.
Okay, can we hear a little something?
Let's hear something.
Let's do it. Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Dennis from the Glam Band and Tyler SJ, one of our favorites.
So what is it that Tyler SJ, what are you going to play today, my friend, besides your guitar?
I'm going to play a song called I Bought You Flowers.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a real pretty song.
And you wrote it?
Yeah.
When?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Ooh, I thought I was going to say 3 minutes
ago. The public debut.
Wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? Here it goes.
It's kind of a Valentine's Day song. Yeah, thank you for that.
Our carnations from the grocery store. They'll last a month or more. I'll buy another bunch for next time out this way. Lit a candle from the checkout line. Supposed to smell of brandy wine. I thought they were two for one today. Remember when it was just me and you? One suitcase with room for two. Toss and dart and go wherever it might land. You recall that 1 year lease. Few dozen cubic feet. Far from you, it's more than I could stand. Where we're going, where we left. Between you and me, darling, I was scared to death. Edges smoothed out, dreams built to fade. You know I wouldn't trade a bit of it. It's yours and mine and ours. It ain't much, but I bought you flowers. Brought home dinner from our favorite spot, Heights Pub, where we used to go a lot. Seldom now, with a few more plates to fill. Recall our toast before my flight. Pancakes at 3 at night. I meant it then. No, I mean it still. Where we're going, where we left. Between you and me, darling, I was scared to death. Edges smoothed out, dreams built to fit. You know I wouldn't trade a bit of it. It's yours and mine. And ours, it ain't much, but I bought you flowers. Slow ourselves until we both remember where we found the softest of surrender. Where we're going, where we left. Between you and me, darling, I was scared to death. Edges smoothed out, dreams built to fit. No, I wouldn't trade a bit of it. It's yours and mine and ours. It is yours and mine. And ours, it is yours and mine. And ours, it ain't much, but I bought you flowers.
that.
Wow, yeah, Tyler yes, S.J. Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Glam Band Dennis. That is phenomenal. What an amazing voice, what an amazing sound. More with Tyler S.J. from the Heights Pub and Parlor back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
With major changes coming out of Washington, our Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the last line of defense for our rights. The ACLU Voter Education Fund does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants you to cast an informed vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. So where do the candidates land on issues like abortion? Here are the facts. Brad Schimmel stated he supports banning abortion. Susan Crawford supports access to reproductive health care and successfully protected abortion rights while representing Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. On April 1st, Wisconsin voters will make a critical decision about the future of abortion in our state. To learn more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, visit aclu.org/WI2025. Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW Weekly Newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size land speeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor with our favorite part of the week.
Is it?
Ashley?
Yes.
Having you here is our favorite part of the week.
I thought that was about me, Dennis. What do you think?
You got a couple more what?
I got a couple more things.
Okay,
so next week, we are going to have Ruben and Rachel paninis and Ruben rolls starting next week.
Is it like a sausage race? Can you see that now? Ruben and Rachel race?
Yeah, I can see it now. I can see that.
Pastrami on rye coming up the rear.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's all, and then, I was just going to say, St. Patrick's Day is the following Monday, so it's all week up to that day?
I think we're running it all month. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, all right. Starting next week, we'll run it all month.
Right.
And then we are going to be doing a Facebook giveaway with some tickets and a gift card dinner for the Meyer event.
Nice.
And also,
you guys are working nice collaboration with them, huh?
Oh, yeah, we love it. They're
great people to work with.
I mean, go to a show,
after, whichever. And then, you know, like we said, did you know the draft is coming? But Make Heights your draft event destination for business, teams, corporations, agencies, anything. We'd love to have you.
And I still want to say, we brag all the time, or not brag, but we all talk about how awesome we think your upstairs is.
Yes.
And for any group that's going to be gathering for the draft, if you want to talk about a perfect place to have that, the upstairs of the Heights.
Yeah, it's a great space. Great space. Yeah.
Where fantastic do you put the musicians? Location, too.
Yeah. You know, when you come in, there's that nice little window area. Right. We usually put our musicians
there. That sounds
right
like
there.
A great place, isn't it?
Yeah, we move that little table, and it's just a nice little cozy spot.
I hope a lot of people come on Thursday.
I do, too.
That's to say, when are you playing there?
Next Thursday night.
And people walking by, then they see that.
Yes.
It's just an attraction to come in there. Yeah. So that's a good, it's a great place to put
I'll stand outside with, like, a sandwich board beforehand.
We'll put it on the sandwich board outside.
I'll dress up like a mannequin with my fingers pointing towards the door.
Yeah. I'll be that balloon. Where they go.
The wacky wild inflatable.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay.
All those clubs.
Hey, good radio. And just to describe, if you didn't hear it, what Ashley did, she just got up, put the microphone down, went in the middle of the room, and did the crazy weird balloon guy impersonation.
It's called the Wacky Wild Inflatable Flailing Arm Man.
That's correct.
It has
is that what it's called?
Wrote a song about it.
I love those things.
Let me grab my geek.
those things are great. You
wrote a song about
that?
No.
Not yet.
That's a running joke.
Oh, I see.
Honestly, okay, guys, I'm taking that as a challenge, and when I see you back here in 2 months,
we'll have a song.
You'll be my dancer.
Yes.
Great for radio.
I love it.
For those watching on Facebook, gotta ask you got a show
today. How you doing in volleyball?
Volleyball?
Didn't you? Oh, it's Brian's got the big volleyball thing. You got basketball going on.
Yes.
How's that?
Yeah. Actually, we are in Northland Pines tonight at 7 o'clock. So
that's a hike.
Dipping out just a little early tonight so I can get home, grab my stuff. And
go Panthers.
Yes.
O'Connell Falls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo! Panthers.
Yeah. Having a great season.
Yeah, we are.
Good for you.
Awesome.
Well, do we have time for one more, Todd? Can you do one more, Tyler?
Sure.
Straight to take us out, end the week. Dennis from the Glam Band, what do you guys got going on, brother?
We are in Madison tomorrow night. The Boulevard Lanes. The name of it shouldn't throw you. It's a pretty nice area there. And they pack the place. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time away from home and whatnot. They treat us.
Do you know your next one around this area at all?
We're here for the draft. Did you hear about that?
No.
You let me know if you ever need a sad singer-songwriter to open for you guys.
We've done that in the past, my friends. So your people get in touch with our people.
Can I do covers, Todd?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
This is for Dennis.
Uh-oh.
Ashley, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series, thanks for being a sponsor of this. And thanks for
coming
in.
Absolutely.
Thanks for
being
so much fun. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to send it out for the week to the weekend with Tyler S.J.
Out of time. Out of reach, yeah. You can try. Get closer to me. I'm in love. I'm in deep, yeah. Hypnotized. Keep me off my feet. If you're alone tonight. If you're alone. Can't stop this feeling. Can't stop this fight. Oh, I get hysterical. Hysteria. When you get that feeling, you stop believing. It's such a magical mysteria. When you get that feeling, you stop believing. Such a miracle. Say you will, babe. Steer me up when you need. Out of me. Into you, yeah. Open wide. It's just a two-way street. I believe it's in you, yeah. Hypnotized. That's right. Dream me off my feet. You're alone tonight. If you're alone tonight, can't stop this feeling. Can't stop this fight. Oh, I get hysterical. Hysteria. When you get that feeling, you stop believing. It's such a magical mysteria. Believe it, it's such a miracle. Say you will, ooh, babe. Steering up when you need.
listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Recombobulating with Dan Schaefer. That is coming your way. Also, Peach Schwabba from Nightlight will join us to talk about the killer flaw in that movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hey, the draft is quickly approaching, and if you're looking to host a memorable party in a historic downtown venue, Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay is your place. A full range of private event packages to accommodate your draft needs. It will be a phenomenal experience for you and your guests. Each package can be customized to match your specific vision, where the dedicated staff will bring it to life. Whether you're a corporation, business, team, agency, or just looking for a private event space, look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor. For more information, email Brian with a Y at heightsgb.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he has sent a letter to Iran's supreme leader, but Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has not confirmed that. Trump made the comments in an interview this morning on Fox, saying his letter read, "I hope you're going to negotiate, because if we have to go in militarily, it's going to be a terrible thing." U.S. employers adding 151,000 jobs to the economy last month. ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
Big picture is, look, we have a solid jobs report. The unemployment rate at 4.1% is still near a half century low. So whatever shocks may be coming for the economy in the way of higher inflation because of the tariffs, at least we have a job market that's in pretty good shape heading into all of that.
Not included in this report, the recent Trump firings of thousands of federal workers. Newly released court documents revealing frantic text messages between surviving roommates on the night that four University of Idaho students were murdered. The text could be used at the trial of suspect Brian Koberger. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale.